from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto. Pregnancy of Diti in the evening, chapter 14, text 30. Maitreya said, Diti was thus informed by her husband, Kashyap Muni. In other words, Kashyap informed his wife that this is not a good time to engage in union, very inauspicious time. And he told her, he preached to her so many different points about Brahma and the great Mahajans. And it was inauspicious time, sunset, many boots and prates moving about, followers of Lord Shiva. So he did this, he preached to her, he preached to his wife, cool down, relax, slow down, later. But Diti was pressed by Cupid, Manmata, Unmatita. So Diti caught hold of the clothing of that great Brahmin sage, just like a shameless public prostitute. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The difference between a married wife and a brishali, a prostitute, public prostitute, is that the wife is restrained in sex life by the rules and regulations of the scriptures, whereas the prostitute is unrestricted in sex life and is conducted solely by the strong sex urge, udarapastavegam. Although very enlightened, the great sage Kashyapa became a victim of his prostitute wife. Such is the strong force of material energy. So here we're meeting one of our old friends in this verse and purport, someone who is very well known to all of us, Kandarpa, Kamdev, Cupid. The power of lust, the attraction. So I thought we would try to speak something about our friend Cupid, his names, his actions, and also how to become free from this friend, if you don't like his friendship. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that these type of friends, we should reject. These are not good friends. Enemy. These are enemies. So these friends are Asat Sangha Tyag, Vaishnava Achar Tyag, Kam Tyag, Krodh Tyag. Renounce, give up, lust, anger, greed. So here in this verse, we're hearing about one name of Cupid. In English we say Cupid. He's depicted as a very cherubic personality, a small angel type. He's actually, by Vedic definition, the Christians show him like a kinnara. Kinnara. Kinnara has wings, human form and wings. He looks like a human being, but he has wings. Kinnara. So Cupid looks like that. He's a little small child, like 3, 4, or 5, very pudgy belly, red cheeks. And he has a quiver of arrows. A quiver on the back with some arrows. 5 arrows. And he's always flying around with his little wings. He's always in the atmosphere. Especially in springtime, he's flying everywhere in Vasant. Vasant Ritu. Vasant Ritu is Kamdev Ritu. This is the spring, the season of Kamdev. And then he shoots his arrows. So one name is introduced here, not Cupid, but Manmata. Manmata. Means that Mat. Mat means churning. Everyone knows Krishna's Janmasthan is called Mathura. Mathura is a place where all the gopis, Mathura Mandal, all the gopis are always churning. They're churning the yogurt into butter. So that place where everywhere you can hear the goshta and the puri and the city and the village and the gaon and the goshta, everywhere you hear. That area which is saturated with the sound of churning of yogurt into butter for the satisfaction of Makanchur, Gopal, that place is called Mathura. So his name is Manmatha. Man means mind. He churns your mind. The three aspects of your mind become churned, agitated, disturbed. Churning, like mixy, blender. High speed, blender, very fast. So he churns, this Manmatha, he churns your thinking process. He churns it. He churns your feeling process of your mind and your willing process. He whips your mind up into a tempest, which you would say, tufan. Tempest or tornado. All begins with T. Tempest, tornado, tufan. Your mind becomes whipped up. So that's Manmatha, that's one name. So everyone knows about our friend, what he does to us. Is he a good friend? A Priya Bandhu?
No!
He's not our Priya Bandhu, he's our Shatru. No. Stop churning my mind. Hey, stop! You're trying to make my thoughts go around in the chakra. And my feelings go this way, that way. Hey, get out, jao! And my feelings are this way, that way, da, da, da. Oh, shanti hogya. No, shant. Manmatha. Second name, Kandarpa. Kandarpa. Means that he is the embodiment of pride. Dharma. He's very proud. And when one becomes lusty, he becomes very proud. He creates pride. Kandarpa. How did Kamadeva become Kandarpa? If you are very powerful, or very beautiful, or very intelligent, or very renounced, or very wealthy, you become proud. Like Manigriva, Nalukavara, the sons of Kubera. Hey, our father's a Korpati. Hey, my father's Albani. My father's Bill Gates. Watch out. Oh. Narada Muni. Look at me. Hey, see, look at me. Digambara. Acha, Digambara Darshan. Very good. Now become, give me Briksha Darshan. Now give me Briksha Darshan. Become a tree. Briksha Bhavatu. Briksha Bhavatu. Become a tree.
Ha, ha, ha. No.
So they're proud. So Kamadeva became proudful, full of pride, because he defeated everyone with his arrows, beginning with Brahma. He defeated Brahma. He created lust in the mind of Brahma. And Brahma had to throw out that mentality, reject it, because he became lusty for his putri, or daughter. This is the effect of Kamadeva. He bewildered and agitated the mind of Brahma. Hey, these arrows are pretty good. Look what I did. I knocked off Brahma. Let me see. Let me see if I can get Shiva. Then he went to get Shiva. So acharyas give different commentaries. They say that when he went to create lust in Shiva, when Shiva was doing dhyana and meditation, and Shiva was fixed. And Parvati was doing puja to his linga. Because it was to again unite with him after her rebirth as Parvati. After Daksha Yajna. So then, of course, the story is that he became Kameshwara. Kameshwara Mahadeva Ki. Because he opened his eyes, his third eye, and he burned Kamadeva to ashes. But the Acharyas in the commentary of Bhagavad say that actually he won. Kamadeva won. He scored a point. He scored a point against the opponent. How is it? Because he created anger. He disturbed Shiva's mind for a moment from his dhyana, his samadhi dhyana. He was in a samadhi, meditating on Sankarshan Ram. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. But he had to break, he broke that meditation for a minute to annihilate Kamadev. And then he became Ananga, nobody. So they, because that's what lust does. Lust creates anger. Because when lust is frustrated, we don't get what we want. Break the walls, smash this thing, crash your car, whiskey that, fight this. I went to her, I asked her, please you marry me. She said, forget it, Jack. No. And I became furious like a madman. So Kandarva became very proud. And then he thought, I've knocked off the creator. I've defeated the creator Brahma. And I've actually defeated the destroyer, Shiva. Now I'm going to defeat Vishnu, the maintainer. This is Kandarva. This is why Cuba is called Kandarva. Such pride, this little guy. With five little arrows. So then he marched off. He was thinking, Vishnu, he's the maintainer. But actually, his greatest expression, his highest form of Vishnu is Krishna. The original. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. He is the original Bhagavan. So I will take my arrows and I will defeat Krishna. Just see what I do. Watch me. Now, when should I try to defeat him? When he's sleeping? When he's in Dwarka Lila? During Brahma Muhurta, meditating on himself? And during Brahma Muhurta hour, Krishna wakes up, washes Achman, and he meditates on himself. Who else is there to meditate on? He is everything. Sorry, but this isn't Dwarka Lila, Krishna book. No, that's not a good time. I broke Shiva's meditation. I broke when Shiva's meditating. That's not good. How about Krishna and Mathura? No, this Kuja, this that. Nah, it's not. Vrindavan, yes. Vrindavan Krishna, Rasaraj. Yes, I will defeat this Krishna. I will go to the Vrindavan. When? Vasant Purnima. Yes. I will take my ally with me. Because Vasant Ritu is an ally. You know what an ally means? He's a bandhu, he's a sangha, he's a sanghi, he's a friend. They work together. Vice president. President and vice president. I will go in springtime and I will take my ally spring with me. I will enter Vrindavan and Vasant Purnima at 12:45 at night. 12:45. Yes. Tamagun. And where will I go? To Yamunapulin on the banks of... No, excuse me. I will go to Govardhan at the Rasasthali in Punchari. Vasant Ras. Describing Gita Govind. Gita Govind. So Kandarva came with all his pride. Yes. Kamadev. Now Krishna, it's 12:45, the Rasa dance is going on at full speed. Krishna Gopi, Krishna Gopi, Krishna Gopi. Going. So much beauty, so much charm. Sweetness, everywhere. Atmosphere. Komodi, Komodi, night blooming lotuses. Lotuses bloom at night, Komodi. Atmosphere full of lotus pollen. Gentle breeze blowing from the Chandra Sarovara. And the Govardhan side. Beautiful lake, Chandra Sarovara. The moon is in the top of the sky, shining like a beautiful spotlight. He's transfixed, he can't move. He can't move from that position because that gives him the best view. Because bird's eye view, he can see the whole Rasa dance. He won't move, he's just staying there for hundreds and thousands of years, a whole night of Brahma. He's staying there. Chandra Dev, look, Chandra Darshan of Rasa. So Cupid comes and he's thinking, last time, when I defeated Mahadev, Shiva, I was standing behind a tree. I stood behind a tree, so Parvati couldn't see me. So then, at the right moment, I shot my arrows at Shiva. But then Shiva woke from his meditation and he glanced at me standing near the tree and he burned me to ashes. So this time, I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to stand behind a tree. That's too dangerous. Because maybe Krishna will look at me. But I don't think so. He's very like a little boy. He's not like Shiva. He's a little boy. He's 15. Navina Madan. He's a young boy. I will climb the tree. I'll go up in the branches of the tree. And no one will see me. I'll mix in the foliage. All the leaves around. Branches. So Cupid, Kandarpa is in the branches of the tree at the Rasastali at Govardhan. And Krishna is dancing. And then he puts his arm around the gopis. Then he touches their thighs and here, there. And he's kissing them, embracing them. And then, this is it. Now I will defeat this person. I will fill him with, I will inflame his heart with lust. So then Cupid, oh! But what happened? He pulled his arrow back like this. Okay. And he started looking at Krishna. Oh. He actually, because when you want to shoot, he was looking, okay, Krishna Gopi dancing. He saw, but then when you want to shoot your target, you have to really look at your target. The target's there. Now I can't see anything but the eye of the fish. When I walk up to the shoot, I see, okay, there's the wheel, there's the fish. Okay, now it's my time. Now it's time to shoot, only the arrow. So he saw Krishna, Gopi, and the flowers, everything. But now Cupid's going to shoot his arrows. Only he sees Krishna, Krishna's heart. Yes. Then he's looking at Krishna. And he's seeing his face. His beautiful face of Shyam Sundar, Krishna Chandra. And he's, what Lavanya, Sondarya Lavanya. This is Ascharya Sondarya Lavanya. The most lustrous, amazing beauty I've ever seen in my life. There's waves. He's the epitome of beauty. The quintessence of beauty. There's endless waves of charm and beauty and sweetness emanating from every limb of his body. Especially his face. And look at his eyes. His smile. Ascharya, Sondarya, Lavanya. Lavanya means effulgence, like a pearl. It's a luster. And he started shaking. Krishna, Shyam. Boom! He went unconscious and he fell out of the tree. And he fell out of the branches of the tree and hit the land of Vrajabhumi. Boom! Krishna stopped. Hey, what was that? Gopi said, I don't know. And all the gopis, they stopped at the rasa for a second. They went over to the tree. And they saw this Kandarpa lying there. His five flower arrows scattered. And his face was covered with tears. It was just entranced with samadhi. Overwhelmed by the extraordinary beauty of Krishna. And the gopis said, who is this? And one gopi postulated, perhaps it's a deva? It is some, but no, there are some wings. Maybe it's a kinara? He was flying in the sky and his engine went out. He was flying in the sky and his engine went out and he crashed. When the engine goes out, then the plane crashes. And then Krishna looked and he just smiled. He didn't say anything. He smiled. Oh, let us dance. So it was impossible for Kandarpa to defeat Krishna. So that's the second name of Cupid, Kandarpa. Another name of Cupid, Madan. Madan Madan means mada, means to make one mad. So we already showed how he makes everyone mad in this material world, mad after flesh. Man becomes mad after woman's flesh and body. Madan creates this madness, this attraction for the body of the opposite. So he's Madan. And of course this pastime illustrates that Krishna's Madan Mohan, that he bewilders Madan. Totally finished. Then another name is Panchapana or Panchasharai. Panchapana means five arrows. He has Pushpabana, five arrows. Kamadeva is Pushpabana, five arrows. And these five arrows, he controls every living entity in the world. Every living entity is controlled by Kamadeva, Kandarpa, Madan, Panchavana. Another name is Manmata. This word. Manmata, that's another name for Cupid. Manmata, because he churns the mind, and we described that. He churns the mind and creates illusion, attraction, attachment, lust. Another name is this Ananga, which I described. Ananga, he acts, he has no body, but he acts in this world. He acts, he has, creates effect. Ananga. Another name is Moha or Mada. Mada, we said. So these are some names. So these Panchabana, these five arrows, what are these five arrows? These five flower arrows. They are Rupa. Rupa, Shabda, Ganda, Sparsha, Rasam. And this is how he shoots them. This is the order in which he shoots. He shoots Rupa, arrow one. He shoots Shabda, arrow two. He shoots Ganda, arrow three. He shoots Sparsha, arrow four. And he shoots Rasam, taste, arrow five. At whom? At us, you and me. Because Panchabana Kamdev, attraction is first created by Rupa, form. One sees the form of the sense object. Without seeing the form, it's very difficult to become attracted. Can you become attracted to something or someone you've never seen? A little difficult. So first he shoots Rupam, form, shape. Oh, she looks very shapely. She looks very sundari, sundari, sundari stri. Very bum bum, bum bum. Very attractive. So first, this is the first arrow that hits the heart. All these arrows hit the heart and the senses. The two-pronged arrow. Boom! Rupam, oh, I look, oh. I become attracted to Rupam. Oh, such a nice person. Such a handsome man, beautiful woman. I would really like to meet them and talk to them. So then by chance, she misses her bus. Going to school, she gets on a certain bus. And she gets on your bus. And then you look, you say, oh, there she is. That girl I saw at the bus stop. They would get on another bus and go to a different college. She's on my bus. That's my bus, right? Everyone thinks, Mamta, whatever you have, it's yours. She's on my bus. Wow. Oh, and there's, and the seat is empty next to me. Oh, hey, Bhagavan. Hey, Mahadev. Om Namo Shivaya. Oh, Ganapati, please, please bless me that she sits next to me. And she's looking. Oh, all the seats are full. Oh, there's a seat. Oh, there's only an empty seat by that handsome man. Anyway, I'll sit there, but I won't pay any attention. Now the man. So then he says, excuse me. She said, yes. Then, Shabda. Shabda, arrow number two. Sound. Oh, her voice is very sweet. Her words sound like poetry. There's just waves of attraction and sweetness, so charming. She speaks. Oh, really? Oh, what are you studying? Oh, I'm studying BCom. Acha. What about you? Oh, I'm studying pre-med. Acha. And this and that, and then looking. So then, Rupa, Gandha, then what's next? Boy, she smells really good. What kind of perfume is that? Anyway. Oh, yeah. So looking, hearing, and smelling. What happens? You become destroyed. Then you're thinking, I feel some itching in my hands. My hands have some itching, some itch, you know. Somehow, this sense of touch, I want to touch this object. This intense desire is coming up. In my college, we're having a small get-together this weekend. You know, some of the guys and some girls are getting together. Would you like dancing? And you know, somebody has a big house. Their parents went to America for vacation. You know, they're living in GK1. So one of my friends. So we're having a party over there. Would you like to come? Can I have your cell number? Oh yeah, I'm in prison cell. I'm in prison cell 987. Right. Everyone's in a prison. And you're a prisoner? Here's your cell number. 985. Okay. Don't forget it. Yes, okay. 985. Prisoners in a cell. What's yours? Okay. Well, let me put it. So look, anyway, call me and I'll see if I'm free. Not sure. TK. Bye. 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 Now the plan has been hatched. Only two remaining, Sparsha and Rasa. I will then, maybe she'll say yes and she'll go to that party with me and we'll dance together and I'll embrace her and I'll touch her and maybe I'll kiss her lips, then Rasa. Then, bye-bye, it's all over, Jack. You're finished. So this is Cupid's five arrows and this is how they act. One by one by one and no one. And you're finished. Panchavana. So there's five basic actions or effects of associating with Cupid. The first is infatuation. When one is infected by Kamadeva, he becomes infatuated. Infatuated, filled with intense karshan, attraction. And then the second thing is burning. The second effect of Kandarpa or Kamadeva is burning. You start to burn. First you become infatuated and attracted. She's so good. Oh, he's so great. Ah. So you become attracted. Infatuated is a word in English. It's a very intense type of mad attraction. Infatuation. Infatuation. I don't know what you would say in Hindi. Intense attraction. And then you start burning. I have to meet him. I have to meet her. Somehow, some way, somewhere or other. And then the third thing is attachment. Rati. Because Rati is the wife of Kamadeva. Kamadeva and Rati. Rati is attachment. Become attached. Very attached. You're burning with lust. Burning with lust and become very attached. I must have that thing. And then the fourth, because there's five actions, the five arrows create five actions. The fourth thing that happens is moh. Like karshan. There's karshan, attraction, or infatuation. And then burning, I forget the word for burning, the Sanskrit word that they use. And then attachment, rati. Then moh. You become bewildered. I can't fix my mind in my school, I can't fix my mind in my work. And my wife and my family, this girl, this secretary in my office is going, making me crazy. And my wife says, "What's wrong, honey? Is something wrong?" No, business is tough. You know, it's very tough in the work. A lot of difficult times in the business. Okay, take your more chapati. Yes, yeah, thank you. But you're not eating very much. Your appetite seems to have gone down. My mind is too much disturbance in the business, in the office. You know, there's so many bills to pay, and I can't collect any payments on my debt creditors. And just that, whatever. Acha. Moh. Illusion. Then finally, mada. Intoxication. Madness. You go berserk. You go mad. When people become completely controlled by lust, they go mad. Then they will do any damn thing. Beg, borrow, steal, rob, rape, kill, anything. And all due to Kamadeva. These are the five effects of Kamadeva. There's manmata churning. This is a very invincible enemy. The Prophet said, the trouble, because in those days was only a handful of Western disciples from the Western countries, Europe, Canada, England, surrounding Srila Prabhupada in the early days. And Prabhupada saw how friendly all the Bainji and Bai were Bai and Bainji. Oh, sister, hey, brother. So that was like 1965 in America, which is just now slowly coming a little bit in Bombay and Delhi. Hey, sister, hey, brother. So that was like 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60s. In the 60s, that's 40 then. 50 years ago in America was like this chummy bummy friends. Young boys and young girls, not married, live together. Live in relationship. Like you meet someone, you say, "Are you married?" "No, I'm having LIR." Live in relationship. Means illicit, paramour love. The Prabhupada said, "That's so much friendly," because when Prabhupada first, he says it himself in the Leelamrita, he said, "When I first was preaching, I saw all these boys and girls who were coming to my lectures. And I said, 'Oh, is this your wife?' And then, and without any shame or any embarrassment or any shyness, then the man would say, 'No, Prabhupada, this is my girlfriend.'" It was just like it's very matter of fact. So-and-so, Bhakta so-and-so, is this your wife? Coming with your wife? "No, she's my girlfriend." "Oh, girlfriend?" Prabhupada said, "Girlfriend? Girlfriend? What is this girlfriend? I never heard. I'm from India. We have mother, mata. We have patni, wife. We have mother. And we have wife. Girlfriend? What is girlfriend?" Now, immediately get married. So Prabhupada said, the first thing I did, it's in the Leelamrita, Prabhupada said, the first thing I did was get everybody married. The first thing he did when he saw these boyfriends and girlfriends who was coming to be his disciples, "Okay, are you married?" "No, okay, get married. Tomorrow I'll do the fire yoga." He would do it like that. Next day, he said, "You come tomorrow, I'll have a fire yoga." He wouldn't look at any panchang, he wouldn't find any mangala titi or anything. He said, "Come tomorrow, bring two bananas." They come with two bananas and get some kitchen bowl and put some sand in it and this and that, and get some wood from some old fruit box and break it up, swaha. Okay, you're married. impromptu yogya. Or home. Vivaha home or yogya. Necessity. Necessity is the mother of invention. So Prabhupada did the needful according to the time. So immediately got everyone married. So at that time, in that circumstance, with that group of people, Kaladeshan Patra, Srila Prabhupada said, "The trouble with you Western devotees is that you're not sufficiently afraid of Maya." "Oh, she's my girlfriend, all right. What is this? It's my friend." So he said, "You should be afraid of Maya. This is big Maya." So this, we see that the whole dialogue of this story is that Maitreya is trying to be a good person. He's a rishi, Brahmarshi, Brahma Rishi. And he's doing his duty. He's doing yajna, meditation, puja. And his wife is trying to pull him away because she's being manmata. Her mind is being churned and whipped into a frenzy of lust. Uncontrollable lust. She's gone mad. She's lost her discrimination. She's lost her discrimination, become mad because of the driving force of lust. It's pushing her, compelling her, driving her mad. She's doing crazy. When you're mad, you do crazy things. That's why we say the fifth effect of Kamadeva is mada. Mada means craziness. Mada means madness, maddening. This is the effect of Kamadeva. Maddening makes one mad. He burns the mind and sears the heart. So when you drink a bunch of whiskey, that's intoxication, mada. And even there's a phrase in Sanskrit for liquor called madira. Madira. Madira means liquor or booze. No, booze, liquor. Alcohol. So you become, when you become intoxicated, then you become mad and do crazy things. You crash your car, you hit your brother, you smack your wife, kick the dog, break the window. Crazy things. So now, Diti, the wife of Kashyapa, she's become mad. Mada, because of kam, lust. So she's doing crazy things. She's pulling him, she's approached him, she's approached her husband because of driven by lust, and she's pulling him away from his meditation on Bhagavan and saying, come on, come with me, let's party. Come on, let's party. Let's enjoy. So this scenario, or this scene of Diti becoming, and she pulled at his clothes, she grabbed his sweater, come on, what are you doing? Stop meditating, come on. So like if you're walking down the street in San Francisco, in the wrong section of town, and all the girls are standing outside the brothel, leaning up against the building like this, and all these poses, and then sometimes they're waiting for someone to catch a sidelong glance or a full glance, and then they just wink and the guy winks and they go inside and their house of prostitution or house of ill repute. But if they're not getting any business, then they get very agitated, the prostitutes. So when a handsome man walks by, looks like he has some money, they actually pull his clothes. He walks in, hey, come on! Hey, come on! Leave me alone! Because he's walking and he knows he's very lusty. He knows he's very lusty. And he's going home from work. And he's thinking in his mind, oh, tonight I'm going to meet my wife. It's Saturday. Tomorrow's the day off. He's walking down the sidewalk with his computer in his bag. And he's saying, oh, tonight's party night. Saturday night. I'm going to meet my wife. And all day tomorrow we can rest, sleep, relax. Okay. And he's already thinking, I want to enjoy my wife. I want to enjoy. And then he has to walk through that bad section of town because that's where his office is by chance. And he's feeling like that. And all of a sudden this lady, he sees this prostitute. And he goes, oh, he said, I better not look over there. I better think of my chaste. I better fix my mind on my chaste and loyal and faithful and submissive, innocent wife. My dharma patni. I better fix my mind and not look. Better look down the other way. So I'm looking the other way, I'm keeping my cool, I'm praying to my wife to help me. And I'm not looking, I don't have any interest in that prostitute, I'm just walking by. And then she goes, hey! And she grabs my suit jacket, the tail of my suit jacket, office suit jacket. She goes, hey, where are you going? Hey, where are you going? What's your hurry, man? Come on! They go, ah! Well, okay. Because he was already in the mood. His samskaras were already firing. So then, whoop, he gets lost. And somehow he pulls himself out of there and comes home. He says, oh my God, I'm in a bad shape. And his wife is there, oh Prabhu, here's your prasad. This is life. This is the madness. So she's pulling him like a prostitute. She's pulling him away from his spiritual act. She's approached him. Diti has approached her faithful husband, Kashyap, as the embodiment of lust. She's a form of lust. She's approaching her husband and dragging him and forcibly pulling him away from his seva, from his meditation, his dhyana, his Vishnu bhakti. Come on, forget that, man, let's go. So this is exactly what Kamadeva does with each and one of us. Kamadeva approaches us, like Diti approached. And Kamadeva grabs us, pulls our cloth, pulls our mind, pulls our heart, pulls our senses. Indriya mata says manmata might tindriya, says grabs our senses and starts churning. Manmata indriya starts churning our senses. We go crazy. So this is what happens. So what to do? How to get free from the clutches of Kamadeva? So therefore, Guru approaches us. As Diti approached her husband, the Guru approaches us. And he says, what are you doing? You're absorbed in Maya. You're suffering. You're in illusion. You're so frustrated. And so much full of anxiety. There's no happiness in your face. There's no joy in your heart. You're so disturbed. Your face looks so dull. There's no tej, no jyoti, brilliance. You look so sick. Listen. Come with me. Give up your maya. Come with me. And so Guru pulls us. Guru Karshan, Guru Sankarshan, he attracts us with his words, with his teachings, with his kripa. And he pulls us by his shiksha, by his kripa, by his prema, his mercy, his love, his teachings. He pulls us and come with me. Hey, come with me. Not come with me and let's go to enjoy. Come with me, let's serve Krishna. Let's serve the Navina Madan. But not, let's serve Kamadeva, the transcendental Kamadeva. So he teaches the disciple, he frees him from Maya, he frees him from the clutches of Maya, then he gives him Diksha. Gives him Mantra Diksha. So he gives the Kam Gayatri. He initiates him in the Kam Gayatri, Kamadeva. He puts the transcendental Kamadeva in his heart. And that Kamadeva, that mantra is Pushpabanaya. Pushpabanaya. That Kamadeva, he has five arrows. Krishna also has five arrows. And he can attract us. He has the arrow, the same five arrows. He can attract us just like Cupid. He's a transcendental Cupid. What do the gopis say? The gopis describe Krishna in Dasama Skanda. They say, Manmata, Manmata. There's one Sanskrit verse that says, Manmata, Manmata. You, my dear Shamsundar, O Gopinath, O Shamsundar, O Navina Madan, O Navina Madan, you are the one who churns the mind of the one who churns everyone's mind. Cupid, Kandarva, Kamadeva, the material Kamadeva is churning everyone's mind. But Krishna churns his mind and makes him attracted and bewildered. We say, Manmata, Manmata. So this is the mantra that Krishna, the Guru puts this mantra in our heart. So on the level of Vaidhi Sadhana, we have different experiences with Krishna's arrows. We chant this mantra, the Kam Gayatri. And then, by the mercy of Guru, then Krishna shoots one arrow at us. What is the first arrow that Krishna shoots at us? The same as the material Kamadeva. What is the first arrow? Sondarya Rupam. Rupa Madhurya. Krishna shoots the arrow of his all-attractive form into the heart of the Shishya. We become attracted to Krishna's form. The Archamurti is the form of Krishna. We become attracted to the form of Krishna as a devotee. We become attracted to Krishna's devotees. That is also Krishna's Rupam. The Bhakta Rupam is Krishna. Sakshat Hari. So Krishna, this is the first installment of Krishna's mercy. He attracts our eyes away from Maya Rupam to Divya Rupam, spiritual forms. And we would like to see material places, the form of material places, material cities. Oh, I want to see Paris. I want to see Zurich. I want to see Tokyo. I want to see Hong Kong. I want to see San Francisco, New York. The rupa, the form of these citadels of Maya. We want to see, smell, taste, experience. We want to travel here and there and everywhere in the Maya kingdom. But Krishna, he attracts our desire to see form of material places. And the devotees say, oh, this week we're going to Vrindavan. All the IYF members, all the congregation, life members, we're taking people to Vrindavan. Do you want to go to Vrindavan? What is Vrindavan? I never heard Vrindavan. Oh, it's a very special place. So you go to Vrindavan, then you see the form of Vrindavan, Vrindavan Roop, Brajabhumi Roop, the form of Vrindavan. Oh, Govardhan Hill, so beautiful. Oh, green everywhere. Oh, look, there's deer there. Oh, there's rabbits, there's deer, there's nilgai, so many flowers. Beautiful fragrance of kadamba flowers in the air, and bela, and juli, and gula. Oh, it's such a beautiful, and the sand under my feet feels so good as we do parikrama. This is a very nice place. Oh, tomorrow we go to Barsana. Oh, what's that? We go to Barsana, the Nandagram, and Kamyavan. And then Krishna, Krishna steals our attraction for material room and says, we come home and your mother says, oh, we're planning our trip to Europe. Are you going to join us? We'll book your tickets. No. During my vacation, I'm going to Mayapur. Huh? What? You wanted to go to Europe for so many years, we saved up the money, the whole family's going to Europe. Paris, London, France, this, that. Zurich. No, the devotees, I don't want to see that place. I want to see Mayapur. And I want to see Jagannath Puri. Acha? This is the first arrow hitting the heart from Kamadeva Sri Krishna. Then second arrow. Then, what's the second arrow that Krishna shoots? Shabda. Sound vibration. Transcendental sound vibration. Mantra. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Panchatattva Maha Mantra. Guru Mantra, Gaur Mantra, Radha Mantra, Mantra, Shabda, Kirtan, Kirtan Ras. We enter a Kirtan, by chance, we have one friend, we're going to college in Delhi University, and I have one friend in the temple. He says, have you ever been to Rath Yatra in Delhi? No, I've never been to Rath Yatra. I saw on the TV from Puri once, but I was not interested. No, we're having a Rath Yatra. You should come. A nice kirtan. Lokanath Swami is coming. And he's like the king of kirtan. King of kirtan? What's the king of kirtan? What is it? No. Anyway, you come. So he comes, his bhakta comes. It's the weekend, so he has no school, so he joins the Rath Yatra procession. He pulls the cart. Then Lokanath Swami's leading in kirtan. Prem Nam Sankirtan. Gauranga Prem Sankirtan. And he's leading and he's dancing. And then the one devotee from the temple, he has his college friend with him that he brought and invited there. He says, you know, this is nice. I know you're just walking, but see, devotees, usually when there's kirtan, see how so many devotees are dancing. It's actually, if you dance and chant, you'll feel some little happiness come. No, I this chanting, you know, I came here, you invited me, but okay, listen, relax, no, I'm okay. Okay, fine. He walks for about half hour. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's some nice ragas coming in the kirtan. He's walking, he's singing along. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So then his devotee friend is walking along next to him, pulling the rope with a chariot cart, and he sees it. He's getting in. He's singing along a little bit. And then he says, "Hey, listen. I feel like dancing, going in a circle with all the devotees and dancing. I don't want to pull the... Let's not pull the cart anymore. We did that enough. It's been an hour of pulling. Fine, let's dance." And he says, "No, I don't think so. Come on. No, I don't know dancing much. Come on, I know you. You're with it, man. You know dancing. Okay, I'll try. But not just for 2 minutes." So then he comes to the kirtan party. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Just 4 hours in the kirtan, Ratyatra. And then he becomes, and then Krishna shoots his second arrow, shoved it into the heart of that conditioned soul. He becomes attracted to the holy name, transcendental sound vibration. So this is all happening on the level of Vaidhi Sadhana. Vaidhi Sadhana, these arrows are coming in the heart. The Rupa Bana, these are flower. Krishna's arrows are called Pushpa Bana, flower arrow. Flower is fragrant, flower is soft, flower is beautiful, charming. These are Krishna's arrows. But Cupid's arrows, Kamdev's arrows, Kandarpa's arrows, he has Panchabana, but they're not called Pushpabana, they're called Panchabana. Attachment, burning, madness, illusion, burning, infatuation, attachment. These arrows are like solid, fiery shafts of steel. Fiery shafts of steel which pierce the heart. No matter what covering you have, what kind of armor you have, what kind of armor, breastplate, 2-inch thick steel breastplate. When they go fighting in the chariot, they have these breastplates so the arrow can't penetrate. It's called breastplate, plate of steel. And armor here, so the arrows can't penetrate. But the arrows are Cupid, they go straight through like a laser. Super intense laser arrows, laser bana. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Solid, straight through, no slowing down, no hesitation. But Krishna's Pushpa bana madan mohan, Saundarya Rupam. So Krishna's Saundarya Rupam attracts us, and a beautiful Venomadurya. Krishna's Venomadurya, the sweetness of his flute. The sweetness of his flute comes to us as Kam Gayatri. Guru introduces us, you want to hear the Shabda, the transcendental sound of Krishna's flute. It's here. Take this mantra. Meditate, you'll hear Krishna's flute. Not now. You're on the level of Vaidhi Sadhana. We're on the level of Vaidhi Sadhana. But when you come to Bhav, then you'll hear this mantra becomes Venonad. This Kam Gayatri becomes Venonad. Murali Nad. This will happen. So there's Rupam, then Shabda, then Ganda. Remember our progression? Everyone remembers how the first arrow is Rupam, then Shabda, then Ganda. So those that are on the level of Vaidhi Sadhana, all of us on the Vaidhi Sadhana, practicing limbs of bhakti, then Krishna shoots this arrow at us also. We come to the Sunday feast. Our friend, our devotee friend, invites the college student. "Why didn't you come? We have a Sunday feast." "Sunday feast? What do you mean Sunday feast?" "No, it's something our founder, Srila Prabhupada, started this weekly Sunday love feast." "Love feast? What is this love feast? That sounds pretty interesting. Hare Krishna love feast? Sounds interesting. What do you do? What do you do in a love feast? What goes on? Or what comes off?" That's so to speak. Or what comes off literally or figuratively? That's also a slang expression, what comes off. So, no, it's not like what you're thinking. It's not that kind of love feast. It's Krishna Mahaprasad. Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmane Vaishnave. Right? Just to whet your appetite. Oh, you never had Mabrasan?
No, I never went to the temple.
Oh, anyway, can you come on Sunday? Okay, I'll come. You're my friend from the temple, I'll come. So he comes and he sits down, and the first thing he says, oh, it looks really good. It looks really good. It's very attractive. The kofta balls and blueberry chutney and golden yellow halava and beautiful milky white sweet rice and golden puris and red rajma, and all kinds of colors. Oh, it looks very nice. Mmm. Boy, it smells extraordinary. Acharya, acharya, acharya ganda. It's most amazing fragrance and aroma. What? This is very, very strange. I never smelled something so wonderful. Hey, that's nothing. Wait till you taste it. Now let's get into it. Sharira vidyajam, jyotendriya tekam, jivale visaya sagare, tarma jeji vayati, lopamoy sadormati, takeje takotina samsare, Krishna bodhidaya moy, kodi bara jiva joy, swaprasadana dilobai, sayana mrita bao, radha Krishna gunagao, premade ko chaitanya nithai, mahaprasada ki jai. So your college friend, he patiently waits while you utter your incantation, your mantra over the honor of the food. And he looks at you very respectfully because he said, now can we eat? Now can we eat? Yes, yes, come on, enjoy! Mmm, mmm, oh this puri, what kind of sabji is it? Mmm, it tastes so good. What is this halava? My mother makes halava all the time. It doesn't taste like this. What is this? Oh, this is pineapple halava. Pineapple halava? I know, I'm Punjabi. I never heard of pineapple halava, but it's really good. And boy, it smells so good. This is Krishna's arrow of Ganda. Gandavana. Gandavana. The arrow of fragrance. This conditioned soul becomes attracted by the fragrance of Krishna's prasad. And then, his friend in the temple, a devotee friend, says, why don't you come to Mangalarti? Oh, what time? 8 o'clock? No, it's at 4:30. 4:30? 4:30? What an ungodly hour. In America, they say, what time do you get up? You say 4:30. What an ungodly hour. Ungodly means not godly. Ungodly means a Bhagavan or whatever. A Bhagavan. Ungodly means that's not a godly time. That's not a spiritual time. You should, 4:30, what an ungodly hour. It's ridiculous. You should be in bed, man. Are you crazy? Now I know your Hare Krishnas are really bonkers. You're really crazy. So by chance, your friend, he likes you. He says, okay, I'll try it once. Tomorrow's my Christmas holidays. I'll come to your Mangalarti just to make you happy. I mean, I don't know how or why. I won't promise you, but I'll try my best. I'll come to Mangalarti. So he sets his alarm clock from 8 o'clock back to 4 o'clock. So he comes to Mangalarti. And after Mangalarti, someone comes around with a flower and a little cotton. And there's some nice itra. Itra. So some brahmachari takes his hand. Hey, what's this guy? He's weird. This brahmachari holds his hand and he's, hey, wait a minute. This guy's a little weird here. The guy takes my hand and then he rubs some oil on. And I go, what's he doing? I said, no, I go, smell. Okay. Oh, hey. Hey, wow. Hey, wow. This is really good. But no one's around. Everyone's like chanting all these prayers and everything. And afterwards he asks his devotee friend, what was that oil that they put on my hand? Oh, that's Krishna's perfume. That's Krishna's cologne, perfume I use for Krishna. Wow, he smells really good. So these three arrows, the Vaidhi Sadaka experiences. The arrow, he experiences Krishna's rupam and shabda and his ganda. And then as he progresses, they take different shapes. His experience of these objects in relation to Krishna, they become deeper and deeper and different aspects. Then when one comes to the level of bhava, at the level of bhava bhakti, then Krishna shoots two more arrows. What is that? Then Sparsha. The level of Bhava, what we'll hear already, what we'll hear, not Krishna's holy name, and not Krishna's kirtan, but Krishna's voice. That arrow is already in the heart, and now that will manifest as Krishna's voice. First Krishna's flute. Krishna's flute will come. That's Shabda, Venunada. And then you'll hear his swara, his madhuswara. Madhuswara, his sweet, charming, delightful speech will be heard. But that arrow is already in the heart, and it will just expand its effects. As one goes higher and higher in the level of bhava, then Krishna will come and embrace him. He'll feel the sparsh of Krishna. This is described by Vishnu Chakravarti and Madhurya Kadambini. And then Krishna will kiss the devotee. Kiss the devotee. And he will experience the taste of Krishna's lips. The Madhurya Ras of Krishna's lips. Now we're tasting Krishna's lips, and it's called Adara Amrita. Adara Amrita. Lord Chaitanya is describing the taste of Krishna's lips in Antilila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. What do Krishna's lips taste like? Who knows? Radharani knows. Srimati Radhika knows the taste. The intoxicating taste, the sweet taste, the fulfilling taste. And that Radharani is describing the taste of Krishna's lips in Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Radharani, describing Madan Mohan's taste. What is the taste of that Madan Mohan is driving me crazy with his form and the sound of his voice and his touch and the smell of his transcendental body? So Mahaprabhu is describing this, and he describes Adara Amrita. So the prasada that we're eating, the Mahaprasad, that is mixed with Krishna's Adara Amrita. It's called Fenila, the saliva, Fenila. The Fenila, the saliva of Krishna, the saliva, the liquid in his mouth is called saliva, Fenila. It's mixed into his food he's eating. He's eating and he's leaving a little bit for us. Mahaprasad, remnants. Sanctified spiritual remnants. It's called Adara Amrita. Adara. Adara means the lips. The nectar of Krishna, the nectar of the sweet, intoxicating nectar of Krishna's lips is inside a rasgula. A Mahaprasad rasgula contains the nectar of Krishna's lips. A Mahaprasad gulab jamun contains the nectar of Krishna's lips. Mahaprasad Kheer is packed full of the nectar of Krishna's lips. A Mahaprasad Gobi Pakora is packed with the nectar of Krishna's lips. This we're experiencing as a Vaisakha. That's what's driving us on. That's what's making us mad. That's what's making us bewildered. And forget what Krishna Moha, Krishna Mada, Krishna Moha, right? Krishna Rati. All these things are happening to us with Krishna. Karshan, Rati, Moha, Mada. All these things are happening to us. We're becoming Krishna Sankarshan. We're becoming Karshan, Krishna, Karshan. We're becoming attracted to Krishna, attached to Krishna, Krishna Rati. Or attached to prasadam, that's Krishna. Oh, I'm very attached to prasadam. I don't know about Krishna, but I'm very attached to prasadam, like Jayananda. Jayananda Prabhu Ji. Jayananda was very attached to prasadam, and very attached to chanting Krishna's name, and very, very attached to serving Krishna, Chobis Ganta Seva, Astakaliya Leela Seva. He was very attached to serving Krishna day and night. I just read a biography of him written by one godbrother. So he's very attached. So to be attached to Krishna's prasadam. So we're already we're tasting the nectar of Krishna's lips. But we think it's the nectar of halava. It's the nectar of sweet rice. It's the nectar of gulab jamun. But it is actually, factually, and truly the nectar of Krishna's lips, which our spiritual senses are tasting. But at the level of bhav and prem, will taste directly sakshat adara amrita swad. We will taste directly the nectar of Krishna's lips. He will kiss the devotee. The premi bhakta will be kissed by Krishna. So this is the ultimate expression of the transcendental Kamadeva's love for the devotee. He will give his very self. Krishna will give his mind to the pure devotee. He will give his body to the pure devotee. He will give his full love. His lips, his eyes, everything. So Guru comes as Sati approached her husband and pulled him away from his spiritual activities. So the Guru is approaching the conditioned souls and pulling them away. He's approaching the conditioned souls and pulling them away from their attachment to Maya and giving them attachment to Krishna, engaging them in Krishna's service, creating a relationship with the transcendental Kamadeva. Sati was trying to create, and of course she did, she was trying to create a relationship, take her husband away from Krishna and create a relationship with Kamadeva. So the Guru comes and takes us away from Maya and creates a relationship with the transcendental Kamadeva, Navina Madan, that new Cupid, that ever fresh and new Cupid of Vrindavan, Sri Krishna. So this is what Guru is doing. So these are some thoughts about Cupid, so we can understand his different names and his different effects and deepen our attachment to Krishna and our appreciation for Guru for taking us away from this Maya Kamadeva and giving us the original Adi Kamadeva. Krishna's other name is Kamadeva. Kling Kamadevaya Vidmehe. Kling Kamadevaya Vidmehe. I want to know, I want to realize, I want to see, I want to know, understand, realize and see that Kamadeva who is the personification of this calm beach, Kling Kamadevaya Vidmehe. That Kamadeva. Only that Kamadeva and no other Kamadeva. The original, the Asli Kamadeva, not the Nakli. The Nakli Kamadeva is of this material world, but this is the Asli, original, real Kamadeva, Krishna. So we can think about these ideas from this verse and celebrate the wonderful Abhishek of the Lord and then the installing of the crown on the Lord's head. The Kalash is the crown on the head of the Lord. Long-awaited gold crown, Sona Mukut, is Mukut money. The Kalash is the crown of the temple. The temple is the form of Balaram, Sandini Shakti. Sandini Shakti means existence. Existence, all this holy Dham of Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Because we have Vaikuntha Dham, Ayodhya, and we have Raja Dham, and Navadvip Dham. It's all part of Vaikuntha Dham, Paravyom. It's all existing on basis and foundation of Sandini Shakti. Sandini Shakti is Balaram. This whole temple is the body of Balaram. And this dome, this whole dome is the crown, is the head of the Lord. And then the Kalash is the crown. Kalash is the crown on the head of the Lord. This dome, what do you call the dome? Shikara? The Shikara, then the Kalash. Is that right? The Shikara is like the head of Balaram. Of course, there's some Vastu considerations about that, but so it should be. This is representing the head of Balaram. This is all Sandini Shakti, transcendental energy. And then the Kalash is the crown. So today is very auspicious. We're installing the crown on the head of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam Grantharaj Ki Jai.